I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is, once again, holding up the gospel in front of us to remind us, because I don't know about you, but I am so forgetful. It's so easy. So we are so quick to say, yes, this is what I believe, but I'm, well, then why are you not living consistent with it? This is a reminder. The person that wronged you, the person that offended you, the person to whom you grumbled or complained or used sharp words or disputed against, they don't deserve your forgiveness. And they might need to do some things to earn your forgiveness until you're content to feel like they paid what they owe so that you can be nice to them again. Is that how God treated you? While I was his enemy, he sent the Lord Jesus to become human, to die in my place. I wasn't seeking reconciliation. I was still spitting in his face. I was still driving the nails. And he says, I'm gonna voluntarily, willingly lay down my life for you. You don't deserve it. You never will. It's a gift. If someone wrongs you, well, you eat that. I'm going to pay the price. That hurt me. And you doing something is not going to fix that. So why am I holding you to that when God doesn't hold me to try to make reparations? He just unilaterally says, I'm writing that one off. I'm eating the cost. I'm paying the price. And I'm going to release you from the debt that you owe. Living consistent means we do that for one another. This is the gospel. This is the good news. We receive a gift we didn't earn, we'll never deserve. And as we take that into ourselves, it changes us. God changes our hearts so that that becomes our attitude to the people around us. The believers who we think should know better but still hurt each other because we're human. We bear the weight of that and we forgive because we've been forgiven so much more. So as we serve, if you're a believer in Jesus, if you're a follower of Jesus, take bread, take juice. Reflect on the gospel that's been given freely to you. And as we take that together, remember to allow it to change you so that you extend the same kind of grace to the people around you. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the good news that Jesus, you, God from all eternity, became human to be nailed to a cross, to be suspended between heaven and earth, and bear the hot and holy wrath of your Father against every one of my sins. You paid my price in full. And you said so. It is finished. It's paid in full. The debt is canceled. And that cost you infinitely. We can't fathom what it meant for you to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Thank you. Thank you for forgiving all my sins. Thank you for making me new. And Lord, as we receive your good news, your gospel, I pray that we would extend the same kind of forgiveness to the people around us. Allow your gospel to go in, to penetrate the deepest parts of our hearts and minds, and to change us. To be a little more like you today. We receive together a good gift from your hand, and we say thank you. his body, broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. Drink.